The Guardian.
How does it feel to have won the Murphy Prize?
We're feeling it minute by minute, to be honest with you. It's like I've not seen my girlfriend yet, and I think that familiarity will remind me what's changed.
Right.
Yeah.
None of you thought you were going to win. I know that because when you got your nomination announcement, you went up and gave your winner's speech. You never thought you were going back to give your announcement.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's true. Yeah, yeah.
It was a big speech to thank everyone.
Yeah. Well, just being nominated was enough, you know. It's like we've crapped on about it at length, and I'm always eager to illustrate that we've got a great job that we love very much, and it's nothing like hard work. But the last couple of years have been tough in terms of not knowing the record was going to come out at all, having the expectation of it being the first album that we've made on our own, thanks to Craig's diligence and skills, and all those kinds of insecurities negated from day one. You know, as soon as the record came out, we had great reviews across the board. We got our fourth 9 out of 10 of the NME, which, you know, like it or not, is the worldwide rock publication. You know, it told us that we were still doing something that was relevant, and we knew that we loved the record, but to get the nomination was huge. To win it, I can't quite quantify it right now.
Sure. I mean, I've been live blogging for The Guardian, and as soon as I started at like 7 o'clock, everyone was saying elbow to win, all the commenters. Why do you think that is amongst Guardian readers in particular? Does it
I've no idea amongst Guardian readers.
I think it's because guys are fantastic lyricists, really. And
well, that's another thing, actually. Simon Armitage, I asked him who the best lyricist was out of all the people, and he said Elbow.
I think, without doubt. I mean, you know, they're all great lyricists. Guy is by far the best.
And do you agree with that, Guy? Do you think you're the best lyricist ever?
In the world ever.
All I know is that I've got a bunch of people who trust me with their music, and I couldn't put anything less than 100% into the words that accompany that music, because they trust me to do that job. And if it wasn't from the heart in the way that the music that we make together is, then I would be letting my friends down, more importantly than anything. And also, they can spot a half thought out phrase from 100 yards. You know, they're my fiercest critics. You know, every new line I come up with, I test it on the band. They're my editors. So, in that respect, they wrote lyrics as well.
You know. So, 2001 was your first nomination, is that right? 2001?
Mm-hmm.
And how did that feel at the time? And I mean, did that do anything for you as a band, just to be nominated for the Murphy Prize?
I think it did a lot for us. I think it was it was the point that sort of, I don't know, up until then we had we got great reviews and we had some radio support and stuff like that, but it was only that was what propelled us propelled us into what I don't know, I'm not quite sure, but yeah, it did do a lot for us.
Okay. Because a lot of people are a bit too cool to say, oh yeah, I really want to win the Murphy Prize, but you went up and said it's the best thing that's ever happened to you. I mean, that's quite sweet.
Well, it is. Yeah. We weren't trying to be sweet. We spent a lot of time trying to look cool and hard. But it's the truth. You know, it's the biggest deal in the country in terms of music awards. And I have to stress that everybody in the shortlist were amazing.
Who did you think was going to win?
I thought Radiohead would get it.
Yeah. Just because, you know, they're consistently the greatest band we've had.
And who do you think, where's the party now? What are you doing? How are you going to celebrate?
I quite fancy this
statuette.
Yeah, this statuette of some kind of Greek tortured figure. I mean, this guy looks really unhappy about holding up that plant.
Lost that finger.
He's
though.
Lost that finger. Maybe he was, I don't know, man. Don't know.
But how are you going to celebrate? What are you going to do?
We're very, very, very accomplished at drinking. And we're surrounded by friends. I have to say something, and if you could make sure this makes the cut. We've surrounded ourselves by people who believed in us, and to the point where when we've had no money, the same people have been behind us and working on our behalf over the years. It's a little bit more than just we've been lucky with our record companies. We've had people who've stuck with us through thick and thin, and this is a celebration for about 36 people who we love very much. So the party is chucking ourselves into the arms of them people who supported us all the way. You know, who the fuck thought that we could do what we wanted and get it here?
Brilliant. And as a final question, I mean, have you got a message for the Guardian commenters who were all backing you from the start?
Oh, well, it's, you know, the Guardian's my newspaper of choice. You know, I have no problem with endorsing it. You know, you could have maybe 3 or 4 more columnists in your weekend magazine. You know, we're not all sort of disenfranchised 34-year-olds in unhappy relationships. But other than that, you know, the food review's nice. Yeah.
I only started reading it since it got smaller.
Too big though, wasn't it, for ages?
Yeah, the Berliner was a good move. I think that's the message here. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Cheers.